What happens when calamity strikes? What happens when we become faced with adversity, a crisis, tragedy? How do we respond? What do we do? When we lose a loved one, when we receive a diagnosis from the doctor, when something bad hits, insurmountable obstacles, often we become paralyzed, trapped. We don't know what to do. We either give in to the avalanche that's on us, negativity, depression, speaking to somebody, fear sets in, confusion. Your finances are just a wreck. You don't know how you're going to make ends meet. And nothing in the natural makes any sense at all. We forget who we were made to be. On today's very special edition of One on One, you're going to meet a very dear friend of mine, Archbishop Ruth W. Smith Holmes, and she's the senior pastor of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International. She's an author. She's a teacher. She's bringing to you a book that is absolutely life-changing. It's called Keep Moving. It's going to help you get through whatever you're struggling through today and help you get on the path to live victoriously. Amen? No matter where you are, no matter what you're facing, this lovely woman of God is going to encourage you and people around the world to keep moving, regardless of life circumstances. When you keep moving, something amazing happens. You're going to get tools today. You're going to get an understanding today. You're going to discover practical steps. They're going to help you move forward into the life that God's called you to live. And we're going to do it with you. So buckle your seatbelt, grab some coffee, tweet somebody, Facebook someone, call them if you have to. Anybody you know that is facing something that they cannot overcome, anything that has stopped them dead in their tracks, that has caused them to quit living, tell them to tune in. Today, we're going to discover how to keep moving. And I promise you, what you're going to discover today is going to make the difference between where you are now and moving into the life that God destined for you. I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. It's going to be a great show today, and I want to not waste any time introducing you to Pastor Ruth, and your daughter is here, Tamika. We just welcome both of you to what I'm just going to say right now, declare is going to be an exciting show, because to me, I get excited when I know there's hope. Amen. And for you watching that might be in one of those places that I talked about at the open, there's hope for them today.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what they're facing. This book, Keep Moving, is going to be a key to unlock the doors for the greatest future you could possibly imagine. And it's going to help them get over where they are right now.
Yes.
So I want to just get right into this, Pastor Ruth.
Yes.
You wrote this book. It's a powerful title, Keep Moving.
Yes.
I have to believe that it comes from a personal testimony, doesn't it?
It does.
Absolutely. Tell us about how this book came about.
Well, Keep Moving birthed out of a great loss. And the founder of our work as far as the church ministry, and who was also my husband and the father, Tamika's father, passed away.
Sometimes we fail to understand what people go through. And yeah. I know there's a lot of people right now that are going through some tough stuff.
Yes.
The loss of your husband.
Yes.
Is something that you really got to process, don't you?
Yeah.
And it didn't just impact you personally, but Tamika, you and your entire church was impacted by this tremendous loss.
Right.
What was going on in your mind, in your heart, how you were feeling when that happened?
Yeah, my emotions was a roller coaster.
Sure.
I was in a euphoric feel, in some of the moments. And then the other moments, I wanted them to say, close the doors and keep everybody out.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what do we do now? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And God spoke to me in the very day of his death and said, you don't have time to mourn.
Wow.
Today is your day to stand up.
I bet those words were tough to hear.
Tough to hear. And so in that moment, something rose up in me. In that moment, I knew God's presence filled me. So most people end up not doing anything.
Yeah.
They get stuck.
Tamika, if I may, what was going on in your mind?
Turned my world upside down. I had just been called for a promotion on a job at a university in the city. So I had to keep moving with that promotion or just stand still and do nothing. So with mom's directive to the family, to all of us, it's our five siblings,
wow.
She said, you will stand. And we stood with her and we kept moving. And I mean, to God be the glory, we made it through. And we live every day knowing that our dad started a legacy of love and a work that we're all a part of. And we saw mom working it alongside of him.
So you called the whole family together.
Yes.
And you said, look here.
Yes, I called the children together and said, listen, you know, this is where we are, but we have already been trained for this hour.
Yeah.
And now it's time for us to put our training into practice.
Wow.
And because of that, we were able to move forward
together,
which has made such a strength for us all.
It does. And we sometimes turn inward when we fail to recognize that the most powerful way to fight something certainly is first with God.
Yes.
But you got to surround yourself with people
right.
that can help you fight.
Right.
And that's why I'm so excited today, because there are a lot of people that I want to connect with you
yes.
that don't have anybody to fight with, or the people that they've been fighting with and letting them down.
Yeah. Yes.
And they need to connect with someone
yes.
that can help walk them through mm-hmm. how to get up and fight another day,
yes.
how to pull themselves out of where they are and keep moving.
Yes.
Your title is so fitting.
Yes.
What are we going to discover in this amazing book?
We're going to discover how dangerous it is to lean on emotions.
Let's talk about that.
It's emotions come and go.
Mm.
So I couldn't function in emotion. I had to be decisive about how I would respond.
You're saying you got to get up and be led not by something that changes like the wind.
Right.
Our emotions will change like the wind.
Yes.
Our emotions will lead us astray.
Yes.
Right. And they're powerful. And you had tremendous emotion.
Right.
But if you weren't careful, it would have driven you the wrong way.
Yes.
It can be, in other words, the very thing that can keep you from breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get up, but you might not be moving anywhere.
Right, exactly.
Some people are going in circles because of emotions.
Right. That's exactly right.
They're mad, they're angry, they're bitter, they're mm-hmm. frustrated. They can't even approach a solution because our emotions are eroding mm-hmm. our ability to even think straight. Mm-hmm. Am I going to discover what to do in here?
Yes.
To manage my emotions?
Yes, and also be a praying person.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to take it back to the person that can make the difference, and that's God.
How do you pray, Pastor Ruth? Some of us don't even know how to pray.
Well, I pray like this, just like I'm talking to you.
Hmm.
Father, listen, now, you know this is a mess. That's how I pray. I pray crazy. You know what I mean? I just talk to God.
Sure.
And then I speak his word, which is now the main power source for making sure those emotions stay in check.
Wow. Tamika, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is mama a praying woman?
For sure. All day, without ceasing.
My grandma used to say she's going to pray a whole through the glory. Mm-hmm. People don't even know what that means today.
Right.
She would grab onto those altars or the horns of that altar, and she would.
Yes. Yes. But what I appreciate about mom is that she is very practical in praying. So, you know, she raised us all to really have a relationship with God. So it is really a conversation, and you know, you emotional, so that emotional intelligence is important. But if you know it's a mess and you want to tell God it's a mess, you know, he's mm-hmm. the maker and the creator, so he knows it's a mess too.
The book is written in such a way that it's practical.
Practical.
When you say she prays practical, I'm mm-hmm. surprised, because you write practical.
Yes.
In chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
specifically.
My favorite chapter. Yes, mm-hmm. it's my favorite chapter.
I was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking about purpose.
Mm-hmm.
we get up, keep moving. But you say that we must move in purpose.
That's right. Absolutely.
I'm going to just read a little
Please.
Passage.
Yeah.
We must understand we have life's eternal goals and purposes beyond what we see right now.
That's right.
And part of fulfilling our purpose is to help others fulfill their purpose.
Absolutely.
When I read that, I'm like, God is trying to get stuff through people.
Yes. Right. To people.
And to people.
Yes.
You know, so it's no question in my mind that the enemy has attacked people, got them stopped in gridlock traffic in their mm-hmm. life, not moving, mm-hmm. because if they were moving, God would get something through them.
Yes.
It's almost as though you're trying to rise an army
right.
of people
right.
to keep moving
That's
because
right.
God's got something
That's
to get
right.
through them
right.
to somebody.
Right. Exactly.
It's a smart book,
exactly.
but it's easy to read.
Yes.
You talk about something so profound, so simple that we understand, but it was obviously important enough to put in bold in mm-hmm. this book, and that mm-hmm. is that nothing can separate us from God.
No.
When calamity strikes, so many people feel like God is a million miles away. Mm-hmm. We stop moving mm-hmm. because we are waiting mm-hmm. on God to show up. Mm-hmm. So there's two things in here. Number one, nothing. Your tragedy
nothing.
Can't separate
nothing.
You. But also, you ain't waiting on Jesus.
He's waiting on us.
Let's talk about those two things that,
yes.
that you speak to here.
I really do understand, and I want the viewers to understand, and in the book you'll find that information as well, that it is really God carrying us. And the scripture says it's in our weaknesses, he's made strong.
Yeah.
So we get that opportunity to really lean on God in a whole new way. And I learned God in that crisis.
Wow. You discovered who he
yes,
was.
Yes.
You're saying to me that in our crisis,
yes,
you will learn God. You will discover who
yes,
God is in a
yes.
way you didn't know before.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so powerful.
Yes. We just have to lean into him.
Wow.
And let him.
We don't know all of the things that God's got in store for us. You know, if the enemy could just get us to mm-hmm. focus on our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He'd have us.
And all we see is our stuff. We would never see all of what God has in
right.
store for us.
Right, right.
You with me?
Right.
And sometimes we can be so beaten up and beaten down mm-hmm. by our stuff mm-hmm. that we cannot see what's around the bend.
Right, right, right.
As I was reading the book, I felt you taking me around the bend mm-hmm. as though you were saying, there's something that you cannot see.
Right.
What you're seeing is your stuff. What you're seeing is what stopped you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But Pastor Ruth over here saying, hold on now.
Right.
I got there's something around here you cannot
right.
see.
But right. you got to keep moving.
If you keep yeah. moving, you'll yeah. get to it.
Right.
So you probably discovered some stuff around the bend
yes.
that God had to show you, but
yes.
he has to show you in his time.
Right.
That's the good. Right time.
Right.
Not the wrong time.
Right.
Our job is to keep moving.
Right. Right.
He's there. Our job's key. He's with us when we're moving.
Right.
But what did you see? What did you see at the end of this thing?
Right. It's a transformed life. I could see that God was going to do something in me and through me. And one of the things I found out in that same moment was that whatever I was going through, to pray for the people who were going through
the
that.
Same thing. Yep.
Cool.
Not for me, but for the people that were going through it.
Wow.
You know, I pray for myself too, but I pray for the, and God started sending people to me who was widowed and who, all you know, all kind of stuff. And it was just like a harvest of people
yeah.
came to my life that I never knew before. But God intended for that to be so all the time.
That's good.
So that's such a powerful part of this whole not trying to see around the corner piece. But knowing that if you keep moving, what used to be a corner is now a straightway.
Wow, praise God. So powerful. Tamika, are you seeing the evidence?
Absolutely. Every day.
Have you? For me, one of the things that impacted me when I read the book is the close connection of Jesus to my pain
mm-hmm.
and the benefit of that.
Yes.
Speak to that for just a moment.
Yes. What I saw around the corner was, though this was one of the worst experiences I'd had, that he had something great around the corner.
Mm.
And I believe that because of what our Lord had gone through, it was the cross that really brought him to the place where the victory happened.
Wow.
So I said, our Lord had to go through the cross. I've got to go through this.
He had to endure the pain.
Exactly.
For our benefit.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what you talk about.
Exactly.
In the book. He had to endure the pain for our benefit.
And so I felt like, okay, this is a pain I have to endure, but it's not about me. It's for the benefit
of others.
Of others that will come along.
Also, because I believe God, while he's doing a work in us, he's doing a work for us.
Yes.
But if we don't know that there's something to work for,
right.
If we don't know that there's something around the corner, if we don't believe that we can actually get there, all of us would stop.
Yeah. Nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And so no matter what circumstance people are in, whatever they feel like has become too much for God, it's just an opportunity.
That's good. It's just an opportunity
for God to work through you and
good.
To cause you to be a great asset in the kingdom.
And one of my favorite sentences in the book is that if you work with God, God will work with you.
If you work with God, God will work.
With
I'm going
to
tweet that.
Yes.
Can I tweet
you? You
can
tweet it.
If you will work with God,
God will
work
with
you.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to know what that means, right? I believe in practical steps.
Yeah.
I believe in getting an understanding of what we can do. And this book is just full of practical steps.
Yes.
And insight, full of scriptures. You talk about the importance of some stuff we got to do before we move forward. Is it in the same way getting our house ready?
Yes.
Getting our mind ready?
Yes.
Us getting ready?
Yes.
You know, so many of us, we just want to move. Amen. You've been praying, waiting on God. You're ready for God to show up. You want to move.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason for getting ready, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, for one thing, if we're not ready, we can easily move into some area without being solid in what we're trying to do. And so the readiness is, again, from the Word of God, from time with God, and getting ourselves together to go with God where he wants to take us anyway. And so we're not trying to find our way. God is giving us our GPS through the Word and the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
And so the readiness is all about making sure that we have already prepared ourselves to go with God on the journey. See, when God gives us these opportunities through what we call tragedy, it's really an opportunity for him to ready us.
This book is so good because it's practical. I made a point in here I wanted to talk about with you, and it was about natural versus supernatural.
Natural versus spiritual, yes.
Natural versus spiritual. Let's talk about that.
Well, the main thing that is in the book about this whole natural effort, when we talk about we're waiting on God, typically we're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. We're not moving. And we, as natural people, have to keep moving. We have to keep doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is our natural meets up with the super of God, which bring forth the supernatural.
Mm.
That's how people have supernatural experiences. It's not because some, you know, spiritual thing happened somewhere. Yeah. It's because they kept moving till they caught up with God.
My God, you got to keep moving to get that thing.
That's right.
You didn't just sit there and wait for God to show up. So many of us quit.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on God, we quit. Waiting on God can be quitting.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bother somebody.
That is going to bother somebody.
It's going to mess somebody's hair up today, and I'm sorry. But there's good news at the end of that thing.
That's right.
That you can do something right now. While there's breath, there's hope. If you're still breathing, then you're still living, which means that you can do something right now profoundly different to shape your future.
Yes.
You can keep moving. And moving is getting your hands on some good stuff.
Yes. Yes. Don't let the pain just hurt, but make it work.
Woo!
See, we can just nurse our pain. We can fall in love with our pain. We can get a lot of tension with pain, but we don't want to just let the pain hurt us. We want to make sure that pain worked for us. See, what happened to me that day when the bishop passed away was I made a conscious decision that I was in a moment, and no matter what I did, I couldn't reverse it. And I either had to be stuck or go forward. And I heard God say, keep moving.
Wow.
And in that moment, I decided to let my pain propel me, not stop me.
That's so powerful. You are inviting every person watching to make a choice.
That's it.
We are at the crossroads of our life.
Yes.
Really? And I'd say every day we're
every
at a crossroads.
That's right.
But you might, in particular, be at the crossroads in your life. Now, you've been going your way long enough. And God bless all of us for doing the best that we knew how. We had limitations. We had setbacks and drawbacks. And a lot of decisions were made for us. We inherited bad behaviors. There's some genetic stuff at work. There's a whole lot of stuff over here. And we have been moving. But we've gotten to a place where we've given up our dreams, our aspirations. We've given up hope. We have stopped asking what our purpose is and what our destiny is. We have hit a road sign that says, stop. You've done all you can do. You're done. The future's bleak. We've given in. And some of us are waiting on Jesus. There's another path here today.
Yes.
It's a path of hope, yes. Promise,
purpose,
prosperity. Yeah.
Yes.
You will discover your destiny.
Yes.
Your identity.
Yes.
The purpose that you were created for.
Yes.
But you've got a choice to make.
Right, exactly.
It's a time where you say, all of the pain is going to now be something to work for me.
That's right.
All of the struggle is going to be something that I'm going to see now.
Yes.
Has produced something because those muscles are now built for battle.
That's right, exactly.
Feel that?
Exactly.
It's time to move down this lane. I'm going to tell you what's on this lane. Pastor, you give me an amen if I'm right.
I will.
You give me a correction if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
On this road, limitation.
Yes.
On this road, empty bank accounts.
Amen.
On this road, sickness and disease.
Yes.
On this road, broken down relationships.
Mm-hmm.
On this road, wayward children who never come home.
That's it.
On this road, no dreams, broken dreams.
Yes.
Okay. On this road, living beneath your privileges.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Amen, amen, and amen.
All right.
Yes.
On this road, I am the righteousness of God.
Yes.
On this road, I am above and not beneath.
Yes.
On this road, I am the head and not
yes.
the tail. Amen.
Yes.
On this road, I know who I am.
Yes.
On this road, my bank account's overflowing.
Yes.
On this account, I am healthy and not
yes.
diseased.
Yes. Right. Yes.
On this health, I am fearless,
right.
not
yes.
fearful.
Yes.
Amen? So it's a choice.
That's right.
It's a choice. Well, God is always the answer.
Yes.
And the
right.
word and prayer and his power is always the answer, no matter the season. But we need different things sometimes.
That's right.
In the different areas of our life, the different journeys that we walk. And I just believe that keep moving
yes.
is the thing
right.
for this
season
for
right.
some people
yes.
that are watching.
Yes.
We want to empower you with something that is practical, that actually works,
yes.
that has natural solutions,
yes.
natural strategies,
yes.
natural tips, natural ideas.
Yes.
But we want to give you something that has supernatural.
That's right.
And that can have a supernatural impact in your life. And keep moving will be the thing.
Yes.
That when someone asks you, how did you get out of where you were? How did you move beyond the thing that you were in? How did you keep moving in spite of it all? And you're going to say, well, funny you should ask that question.
Yes.
Let me introduce you to Pastor Ruth and an amazing book. Keep moving. When we are faced with an obstacle in life, we usually have one of two options. We can give into it, or we can give to it. When the avalanche of negativity and depression, fear, or financial hardship should hit your life, what do you end up doing? Do you lay down and quit, or do you stand up and fight? Archbishop Ruth Smith is on a mission to empower your inner man with an overcoming warrior spirit to stand up, because greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. Birthed out of her own personal tragedy, Bishop Ruth's book, Keep Moving, will equip you with God's supernatural strength that will empower you to stand up and lean on him for your battle strength in this life. beginning today. But there's more. When you call now, you'll receive Bishop Ruth's DVD teaching, How to Move Past Difficult Things, where she'll personally walk you through the practical strategies for moving past your current struggle. This exclusive offer, including the book, Keep Moving, and How to Move Past Difficult Things DVD, is yours today for your sacrificial gift of only $40. And as a special bonus, I want to invite you to go behind the scenes with me on this very special interview. You'll receive the full-length, uncut, complete interview of my time with Bishop Ruth today. Call now to take advantage of this special offer. That's Keep Moving, How to Move Past Difficult Things DVD, plus the complete and unedited full-length interview for your gift of only $40 today. But that's not all. Your gift today not only puts this powerful collection of resources from Bishop Ruth to work in your life, but it also helps us at One-on-One continue to bring amazing guests like Bishop Ruth to you time and time again. That's why when you call today and sow your seed towards this work, you will receive this beautiful Key of Vision necklace. Keep it for yourself or give it to a loved one as a reminder that God has given us His Son as the key to overcoming in this life. And through Him, we can keep moving forward and open any door in front of us. If you're ready to discover God's perfect plan and will for your life, well, then begin now and take the first step. Don't delay. Make this call that can change your life right now. Well, today we want to step right into a river of the Spirit of God moving for you and on your behalf.
Yes.
And I want you to get this book because I just know it's going to move you in the direction that God wants to keep you moving. Amen. We love you and we thank you. And I hope that you've enjoyed this time with us. We have certainly enjoyed it with
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yes.
And may God richly bless you. Until next time, I'm Damon Davis, and this is One-on-One.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.